Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to begin a conversation about the Lord showing me some time in the last week prophetically what's taking place. And I'm going to begin it, and I'll just brief it to you right now, and you can catch us in the next program. It's four programs back to back, and we'll pick it up because time is moving. But I'm going to talk about some attack on American soil. What God has shown me, He's shown several others, and I'll share about them as well, that that on the land itself, on America's land itself, He's shown physical. We're seeing the physical storms. People say, well, this is spiritual. Look at the cold hitting America right now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that 40 degrees dropping in 14 hours is a spiritual sign, or do you think it's a physical sign?
Right.
When God speaks to His people, He speaks through the earth. He speaks through seasons. He speaks through when I sin. You know, the elements is how He speaks to us. Economically, He speaks to us through nature. He speaks to us through the word. He speaks to us through our, you know, our hearts. There's all these different things and ways He speaks to us. And right now He's shouting at us. But what He's saying, based on what we're believing now, is it's like the Jonah warning. It's saying, hey, listen to what I'm saying. If you listen to what I'm saying, to the warning, and respond, the warning's like, okay, I hear the warning, I got it. That's not what He's saying. The warning's for us, the church, the people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, to once again become a follower of Jesus Christ, to repent. And if we do that, you know, all of America will be blessed, and we'll begin to work our way out of this. And what He showed me, a military base, a significant military base, and it, most of it has to do with air, you know, our mm-hmm. air defenses and all.
Right.
A military base being under attack. He showed me the physical explosions taking place. He talked to me about preparing and how we're supposed to prepare. He talked to us, some of us, about our Air Force and some things mm-hmm. taking place in the context of that. He talked to us about a specific timeline, about 60 years, and we're coming to the end of that 60 years in a few days, in 2014, and I believe with the four blood moons starting up in April 15th, according to NASA, that all could be coinciding at the very same time. We may only have this particular program to talk about this prophetic word. And, you know, we share in part, we know in part, we prophesy in part. But, you know, you can begin to pray, say, God, you know, God, what are you saying? How should I respond to this? And you know, we're seeking that, you know, preparing. God's been speaking about the coming storm. It's the things that He was telling us is going to happen is already begin to happen. It will increase like labor pains until it comes to a larger point, lest we repent. And what He's wanting is He wants us to turn back to Him. Mm-hmm. He's not waiting for those who don't know, that have never declared to know Him, to make a decision to save this land. He's waiting for you, who claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, who have turned away from Him, who are not even picking up your Bible, who is not following His ways, that's buying into these other ways that God says not His ways, and to turn back to Him and to honor Him as God. And He says, if my people who are called by my name, and that's what He's waiting for. So that's what we're talking about. We're not saying, hey, this is judgment, final judgment. But when you go before a judge, He actually brings a judgment. And His judgment is about putting things back in order again. And so, you know, there's nothing sweeter than judgment's aftermath. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes it's like, it's real tough going through it. But we can actually turn now, so we get back in order now. We don't have to go through that to be able to get back in order. Well, what He showed me, first thing He showed me was in a military base. He showed me a military base that has to do with naval air power. And training... not only training American pilots, but this particular base trains Middle Eastern pilots as well. Mm-hmm. I think Saudis and Arab Emirates and some of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I was in this gathering with a lot of ministers, and I want to encourage you, if you're a pastor, there's something coming. If we pay attention to it, then there's going to be a unity like never before. None of that, you know, hoodoo stuff and what do you do and what I do. It's just the fact that, you know, coming together to be there for each other, to know there is only one kingdom, it's the kingdom of God, for the purposes of hearing from God and watching over God's folks and obeying him. And there's this unity taking place. It was very powerful. He showed me, you know, great diversity and all of us coming together. And as that was happening, suddenly a military base on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, actually, the Naval Air Station, in this dream, in this vision now, that I'm not talking about something that's happened yet, I'm just saying what God showed me in his dream, it was under attack. Because I was standing in that county down there. I was standing in on the Gulf Coast, meeting with these ministers, and it was a good meeting. You know, we're just friends. And I was in the parking lot, and I heard this big explosion. When I looked back towards the southern area of that particular region, where the Naval Air Station of Pensacola is located at, mm-hmm. I saw the explosion. It was this big explosion that started at the ground, and it went straight up in the air. And it was so big, the only way I can compare it to is when you see some sort of aircraft dropping a bomb. Because what happens is, based on my experience, when it drops out of the aircraft and hits the ground, when it hits the ground, it hits with such impact, the explosion goes straight up, and it went straight up, and it was huge. Mm-hmm. It was huge. And then right next to it, another one went off. It was like boom, boom, boom. It was like imagine a plane flying and dropping. Mm. And immediately I got in my you know, dreams are, I got in my truck and I'm heading that way. I guess trying to help or something. I'm just like, oh, you know, I gotta get there. And then suddenly it dawned on me, I need to get back and warn everyone. I need to warn everyone that your preparation, and we've been talking about this, we've been talking about, you know, sort of like preparing for a hurricane. You have to have your 90 days of preparation so you can make it through a particular time. And kind of the mindset that I've heard a lot of people have is their preparation has been for that. You know, just hunker down, kind of wait for it to blow over. And do you have Isaiah's? Mm-hmm. Okay. And wait it out. But what I knew, what God showed me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen. But understand that I have to be able to tell you what God has spoken to me about to be able to warn. And so that there's going to be a physical something happening on our land where people that don't like us, don't like Americans, don't like what we stand for, are going to come on the land of America. And we need to prepare not just for 90 days in the concept of preparing for you know, like a hurricane, and you got some water and some Cheerios and a flashlight, and you're going to wait for the storm to blow over. You got to prepare for things such as, you know, all of a sudden, you know, there's parts of your city and your town where people are intentionally wanting to mean people harm. They're wanting to come after resources, and they're wanting to do some things that are not nice to folks. And, you know, coming in this particular thing, what I saw was that our naval air power was under attack. And so I've been talking about, you know, prudent preparation. If you haven't got it yet, you need to get it. Go to VFNTV.com and you can get that there. But prudent preparation is when you see and hear about danger, you prepare for it. You prepare for it. But a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And so God is letting us know this is taking place. Well, At the same time, I mean, right before this, and about probably about 12, 13 months, October of last year, actually, another minister, Brett Holderbaum, had been warned as well. He's been warned as well about, you know, what's taking place in the nation around the middle of the United States. What he saw was aircraft in the air. The United States Air Force was in the air flying over the middle of the United States. And he got to understand this is the center of the United States. And they were actually being chased by red aircraft. And they were being overwhelmed. Remember this, Air Force. The Air Force is being overwhelmed by this red aircraft. And immediately when this was taking place, Christians were under attack all of a sudden. Out of the middle of nowhere, everybody's looking in the skies, watching this air battle take place. And all of a sudden, they were coming after Christians. Like, what? That makes no sense. Unless you listen to Saul, Saul, why are you organizing me? Which hopefully is a related article to this, mm-hmm. that you can hear this. Because understand you wrestle against spiritual wickedness and things are happening for a reason. But all of a sudden, they were look at the Jews right now. Look at Israel and how things are coming after Israel. It's like, really? Why would you do that? Because they're God's folks. That's why. And why would they come after? Why would somebody come after Christians? Because you're Christ followers. You're God's folks. And so what he was having to do was lead some Christians to safety, and everybody was calm. It was okay. But so the Air Force, you think about that. And so mm-hmm. then the Lord speaks to me about maybe 2 days later, after he spoke, showed me what was going on with this air power being under attack. He showed Brett this air power being under attack. You got mm-hmm. naval, and you got that. But he also showed, that was actually earlier than October last year when he showed Brett that, because a little bit before that, which this was when October last year, what he showed was the Lord, Brett used to be a mechanic on that particular base, actually. Used mm-hmm. to be a mechanic on that particular base. And God had gave him a dream. He's a prophet. It's prophetic.
Right.
And in his dream, he saw two aircraft flying over that base that I saw mm-hmm. later on, two explosions on, and they were pilots from the Arab Emirates. They were from Arab Emirates. And in this uh-huh. dream, we're talking about vision. We're talking about dreams. You know, and Amos says God warns us before something happens. And so in that, he began to warn everybody, and they shot these two aircraft down. They did not damage. They didn't do anything to the Americans because they took them down. But he was telling everybody, because they're having to evacuate all the buildings on that naval, it's called Pensacola Naval Aviation.
The museum? Or
no, this, no, the, but the whole the base was being...
NAS.
Is there a museum out there? NAS, Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. And they're just evacuating all that place down there. And he's telling them, listen, this is what God's been saying. This is what God's been saying. This is what God's been saying. And nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to him. And all of a sudden, they put orders out in this dream, in this vision. They said, put on bayonets. Everybody put bayonets on your guns. And so bayonets represent... hand-to-hand combat. It means just exactly what we're talking about. The battle is going to be on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And so since they didn't listen, God was telling him that in this particular dream, he immediately, God shows him, you got to get to us right here, to Pat and me, to be able to put this out over the air,
mm-hmm.
over VFN television, VFN radios, to let you know. So this is actually what's happening at this very moment is what God wanted to do. He wanted you to be warned. He wanted you to know this is a reality that we can pray against this thing happening. And, he's looking for somebody standing in the gap to pray that this wouldn't happen. But then, right after the Lord had shown me that thing take place just a few days ago, the Lord speaks. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm speaking about now. I'm continuing to share what the Lord has spoken to many of us. And... obviously, we're going to have folks out there that say, well, that just can't be. Well, I hope you're right. But so far, it's been very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very accurate. So why not just prepare? And, you know, a wise person sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it.
That's right.
And so I was just talking about in the context of seeing these explosions take place in the Naval Air Station, hearing what was being said about the Air Force being overwhelmed in these dreams and these visions that God's given. And then in the same period of time, maybe a day later, God takes me to another dream. In this particular dream, he says very specifically to me two things. One thing he says in regards to, this is a summarization of what God was speaking to me about, and a war. And when you go to war, a battle, it's very specific. It's very direct. It's very open out. You know, we're coming over there. We're bringing our ships. It's going to take a while for logistics for us to get there, but when we get there, we're going to blow you out of the, you know, we're going to blow you off the earth.
All right.
I mean, it's just very out there. And this was the direct piece that God told me. The direct piece he told me was that terrorist attacks, compared to these other things, terrorist attacks take 60 years to plan and to do. Very specific. Mm-hmm. Terrorist acts take 60 years to plan and to do. And that was where that ended. And so, you know, I had to pray about that dream. You know, what does that mean? Well, maybe that means 60 years down the road. Okay, I'll be with you, God.
Right.
And I'm praying about it because my mom has went through some physical attacks during that time. So I was there with her during that and just praying about it. And God spoke to me as I was spending time with him that that 60 years next year, well, the year 2014, which could be now you're listening to it, but 2014 is the year of the four blood moons. We talked about it, mm-hmm. began the conversation about it. John Hagee talked about it. It started coming from NASA, the Naval Aviation Space, whatever.
Association.
NASA. The first thing that was actually defunded when our current leadership got into power, the selected one, got into power, that NASA is the one that went back 500 years, and you can find out more about it. Hopefully it's a related article that you can hear. You can listen to the segment and understand the context of it. And so while we're talking about these four blood moons, God speaks to me about these explosions taking place at a naval air station. He speaks to Brett. It's close to that about up in Colorado, about in the middle of the United States, the Air Force is being overwhelmed by some red aircraft. In the context of this, you remember that our current president handed over the Arab League, the Arab League of Nations over to Putin when he went over there. Those 500 Muslims, he said, here, he handed them over to the president of Rush, the king of Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have China, North Korea, and you have Russia. We've talked about those all along. That's the reason why we had Dmitry Dudeman's Michael Bodia on from
Romania
and talking about these prophetic things because they're happening quickly. Well, right after he talked to me about showing me the explosions, he showed me about 60 days. So what in my abiding time with him, he encouraged me to go back 60 years from 2014. So 2014, back up 60 years, and that was 1954. Mm-hmm. 1954. And I had to find out what happened in 1954 because that means whatever happened in 1954, 60 years later, is the beginning of the four blood moons.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to share with you about four dreams during this time that was given to a young man confirming the very same thing. You're going to hear it in his own voice, mm-hmm. you know, sharing about it. And what happened in 1954? Okay, let's just find out. And so I went back to research 1954, and what I found out was, and anybody that understands was around at that time, and maybe a lot of you weren't, a lot of you were, but in 1954 was when Senator McCarthy, they had the McCarthy hearings. And the McCarthy hearings was all about, and he actually from 1950 on, beginning in 1950, he was known for, he became the most visible public face of that particular period in which the Cold War tensions were taking place, fueled by whispers of communist subversion. So that was what he was known for. He was actually known for, like Ted Cruz is saying, and like Congressman Michelle Bachmann are saying, that's who he was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was known for that. But all of a sudden in 1954, when they used the Alinsky tactics on them. They organized, they targeted them, they did all those tactics we talk about, and hopefully that's a related article as well, you know, organizers of the night versus organizers of the day, that that he was saying there's communists, they're saying there's communist subversion coming into the American culture. People are infiltrating our schools and our government and our businesses and our culture and all that. Instead of listening to them, and I wasn't there, I can't tell you, but they did like a 35-day television broadcast of the whole hearing.
Oh, wow.
It was a big deal. And he was saying the same thing Ted Cruz is saying, Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Michelle Bachmann. But notice how they did the same thing to these guys when they stood up. Well, at least Michelle Bachmann, they really came. And they tried to with Ted Cruz. And we're coming, we're, my goodness, we're going to continue this conversation in the next program, which is just in a moment, because we've got four programs back to back. You want to hear this, because I got to tell you about the dreams, these four dreams that took place, confirming that it looks like what God is showing us, there is going to be a physical something happening on the land of America, on the land of America. And it's a shocker, but even Israel said, who are these people to come against such a great nation? Who are these people to come against such a great nation? And the truth is, remember, we said it, Jonah, we got to step up and begin to do what God's called us to do, because this boat will stop rocking when we stand up and do what God's called us to do. It is amazing some of the things that we have seen even today as we're beginning to loose this next fresh prophetic word. If you missed it, you've got to catch all of today's programs, four programs back to back. You can catch them at BFNTV.com. We're going to continue the conversation in this program talking about the prophetic word that God has loose, prophetic, several different peripheral type words coming in at this moment in time. Remember the four blood moons. We've been talking about it. NASA's been is the one that went back 500 years and determined these four blood moons when they actually happened. Another particular man that we talked about, Blitz, that went back and put the Hebraic calendar on the four blood moons to find out what was happening at the same time. And very significant things happened during, I think it's like 18 months. But April the 14th of 2014 is when NASA says they'll begin again. And these four blood moons always begin in tears and they end up in victory. But we got to brace ourselves for what's going to happen in the context of that. So God is showing us, and if you missed it earlier, I was talking about, you can hear the detail about prophetic dreams that God's been given several folks, including myself, as we're seeking a fresh word to talk to you about. And God confirmed through a prophetic brother, Brett Holderbaum, spiritual son of mine, who was working at that particular base, Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida, when he realized what was going to happen, that he needed to get back to me to be able to put out over the airways. And here we are now, 13 months later, potentially 13 months later, something like that, where God is showing me this physical attack taking place in the dream. And in that, so you, and then God tells me it takes for war, it's very specific, you know, it's very intentional. But when it comes to this is what he said very specifically. Terrorist attacks take 60 years to plan and to do. That's what God told me. So I began to pray about it. And the Lord laid on my heart to go back and find out what 60 years is from 2014, which was 1954. And what did we find out? As we talked about it already, you can find out more by go back and listening to it or seeing it. Is that was the Joe McCarthy hearing. Senator McCarthy was being trialed before. He was, the Alinsky tactics were being used on this man. And at that particular point, and he was just saying there's communist communist subversion taking place, meaning we have people that desire to have the way of communism, that type of form of economy where the government is in control and doing that kind of stuff versus the capitalism, and coming into the government, going into schools, going into all these different things, and they just kind of shamed him. But he did the same thing that Senator Ted Cruz is doing today, and Congressman Michelle Bachmann has done, but they did the same thing to her. They just immediately just jumped on her. And it's sort of like what we're seeing right here. It just seems like that, and this has been an argument ever since man's begun, but it happened with Israel when they wanted a king just like everyone else. Instead of God's form of government, you know, one nation under God, they were looking at the way these secular kingdoms were done. And men have a tendency to look for other ways of doing things, and socialism and communism is just another way of doing it. But the thing about communism is that it's when God is pushed out. Mm-hmm. God is pushed out during those times, and men begin to, the more bigger and more provision comes from government, the less people turn to God. And that's what so many parents are trying to help their children out. And it's like, let your children turn to God. Quit giving them everything, because they never will turn to God as long as you're the God in their life. And so that's what he was talking about. And so in 60 years ago today, they focused on, a nation was focused in 1954 on the McCarthy hearings. It was like a 30, 35 day broadcast that took place. And there was a television program at that time that was, you know, the cutting edge of, it's called See It Now, I'm sure. And so the whole nation watched these MacArthur hearings, Senator McCarthy hearings. So what was happening 60 years ago? We had a senator, just like we have senators today, that warned us back then that people who are communist sympathizers, people who see that communism is a better way, and we have leaders right now in our nation that truly believe. One particular lady, I can't tell you her name right now, but she's in one of the departments. She said that Mao is somebody she likes to quote, you know? And it's what? Is it because he killed 100-something thousand folks, 300,000 folks? Jeez. What was it? And it's because you're seeing folks just kind of lean that way. And what we have a tendency to do when a man leaves God, he tries to become God and tries to develop these towers and Nimrod things and utopias that they're always turned up not well. And what else happened in 1954, 60 years ago? Because it takes 60 years to plan and to do a terrorist attack, according to what the Lord told me. And was another pretty interesting thing was there was a second president in office in Egypt. Mm-hmm. The second president in Egypt. And he, this particular president in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood 60 years ago in 2014, 60 years ago, Nasser was attempted assassination on that president's life, a real popular president of Egypt. Mm-hmm. He was the second president that was there. And I believe his last name is Hussein. And but there was an assassination attempt on the president of Egypt by the Muslim Brotherhood, who has been outlawed after that, mm-hmm. in Egypt. But we're the ones that brought that back, and now we're partnering with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
And our leadership is. And we're, as you heard yesterday, we're actually, you know, promoting them and right. Wild. Mm-hmm. And God has shown us and talked about John Paul Jackson when he said that this very same thing, in so many words, would happen again. That happened to the second president of Egypt. That it would happen, even somebody would try to attempt from the Muslim faith or from the Brotherhood would try to attempt this as well. That's like identical to 60 years ago. And that's why we've been praying that wouldn't take place. And what else happened 60 years ago? Well, 60 years ago, remember we're talking about the Air Force, you know, being under attack by these red aircraft, mm-hmm. and that the Naval Air Station down there in on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, mm-hmm. you know, being under attack. That in 1954, the U.S. Congress and President Eisenhower authorized and founded the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado.
Wow.
And that's right where Brett was hearing this
that's
take
right.
place.
Oh, wow.
And so the Air Force Academy.
Oh, the Academy.
The Academy was established and authorized. In other words, how we're going to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because originally the Air Force was part of the Army, and they pulled it out of the Army, and they made it its own thing. Its own thing, right. They removed. Anyway, and so what the Lord showed, you know, Brett Holderbaum, that it was... And the Air Force is being overwhelmed by this red aircraft, which is so, like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at the weakest point we've ever been as a nation. You know, reports are reporting that, as well as we are the smallest amount of ships we've ever had in the context of what we're, or we're just the weak. We're weakened big time. And with that, so 60 years, it takes 60 years. And you're looking at that in 2014 is the beginning of the four blood moons. They begin in tears and end up in deliverance, but it begins in great destruction. I mean, for example, and you can hear the segments related here, it began with the Jews with Hitler. You know, World War II, where they began to just run after the Jews and some Christians and basically Christians that were loyal to Jesus and anybody they didn't want, and begin to put them in concentration camps, kill them and burn them and do all this stuff. And that's how it began, but it ended up with Israel becoming a nation.
Right.
So there's a huge price. That's why they have museums saying never again.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the four blood moons is where the beginning of it is documented in the Holocaust museums. That is the beginning of a four blood moon.
Right.
So if you want to know what I'm talking about and what the Lord has shown us, that's what it begins with. That is not good. For JJ, you know, hope that's a related article, the Jews and Jesus. And so we got to pray protection, begin to pray and stand with Israel. And so in the context of this, when God is speaking to me about this, so 60 years ago, the big issue was the whole nation was hearing from the leadership that people who actually feel like communism is a good way to be able to go for the nation of America that has come into positions in the government, positions in business, positions in the schools. And you think about it today, all the children and people that have been raised up in the school system during this time frame have lost this whole concept about, they used to teach about Americanism versus communism, what's the difference in how we, you know, everything's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because our universities and our teachers, most of, I think it was like 17% of professors or something of that nature. Hopefully we'll make it a related article. But they feel better about Muslims and Jews than they do about evangelical Christians on the campus. I think it's like 17% actually feel positive about them, which means this is what it's bred all this stuff against Jews and against Christians. And the highest rating is they feel more comfortable with Islam than they do Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, crazy. It's crazy some things going on in America. And so, obviously the sympathizers and the people who feel like that's a good way, it looks like McCarthy was right.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Congressman Michelle Bachmann probably confirmed it. And Ted Cruz is shouting it from Texas, just going, listen, this is not, he stood up and warned everybody. Mm-hmm. Remember, he talked for like 23 hours or something, telling everybody. And this is about God. This is a battle between darkness and light, good and evil. But the reason why the ship is rocking, Jonah, is because the church is not, the church is in sin. People who say they're Christians are actually walking in darkness. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. You got to hear this dream that was confirming dream. It was four dreams that confirmed the four blood moons that confirmed exactly the ground battle that Brett Holderbaum and myself heard and others have heard as well. And I'm talking to you about what the Lord has revealed to us. He does speak. God does speak. And we're just letting you know. You know what God said? I encourage you to hear all four programs today, to hear it in context. And as a matter of fact, listen to all the words in context that God has been sharing, we've been sharing with you. And with the four blood moons coming up, you know, beginning in April 15th, according to NASA, we want to be able to kind of get a, you know, what does this mean? What does the physical aspect of it mean? I want to leave that up. And he said specifically it takes 60 years for a terrorist attack to be planned and to happen, to do. And 60 years from 1954 would be in 2014. And so with that, what does the beginning of the four blood moons look like? Well, you can see specifically, the Holocaust museums and see that was the beginning. That's what Four Blood Moons looked like. That's actually what it looked like. That's what happened. You see Israel today, and that's the end of Four Blood Moons, having their own nation already. But now we're beginning to see the same kind of turmoil happen with Christians and Jews, where the enemy's kind of focusing, and that's what God was speaking to Brett Holderbaum about in Colorado, and speaking to Rick Joyner in Morningstar Ministries about, and what God showed me about the physical battle. Remember the bayonets, putting the bayonets on, and what does that mean, the dream? Also, the Lord showed me that the land in America, a base was under attack, and some reason these bombs were being blown up at a base, at a naval base, just this week. That's what God was showing me. And, you know, so it's physical. And so I knew that I was supposed to let all those that are related to me, those that are listening on VFN Radio, watching this on Christian Television Network. And it's just like Brother John Kilpatrick just said earlier, that, hey, just stand with God, be with God, and God's going to protect you. There's nothing to fear. But to understand, you got to prepare. You got to stay with God, be faithful to God. Stand with God, stand with Israel, and stand with the church. Just stand with Jesus, and everything's going to be good. And in that, so the same time God's speaking to me about this attack, he spoke to a young man named Isaiah, 11 years old, and he pulls me aside and he says, I've got to tell you what the Lord gave me. The Lord gave him four dreams. Now, with the four blood moons, gave him four dreams, and we're going to share with you three of those dreams. Listen up to 11-year-old Isaiah begin to talk about, because he's hearing the same time I'm hearing and the same time others are hearing as well. Listen up.
Okay, Isaiah, so the Lord's spoken to you some dreams. Go ahead and share. You have four dreams at different times. Go ahead and share the dreams the Lord gave you.
Okay, well, the first dream I had was about me, Christian, and Jonathan. We went to just fooling around in the neighborhood, and then we opened this garage door, and it was like a basement. So when we peeked inside, we saw a TV and people talking. So then that's when we ran, because I got frightened, and we were fearful. And then the people came out, and then I noticed a face that I couldn't forget, and it was this North Korean guy that kept on persecuting the church. And so I knew that I was in trouble. So then when his translator, because he didn't speak English, his translator asked me, can you swear on your God that you didn't look? Because I guess they were planning something to attack or something. And then I said, no, I can't do that because I did peek. So then, and then he said, in a few days, we're going to take you and abuse you. And then that's when we went to the White House. They left. We went to the White House, and then my friend Christian, he was gone. I do not know what happened to him. He disappeared. And then when they were helping me and Jonathan be secure, they were having every safety that you could have, security everywhere. And then the guy is coming, the Korean guy, is coming to the White House. He's like right in front of the house. So then they put me and Jonathan in this room with a window. And then I saw Barack Obama. And then I already knew.
The president.
Yes, the president. And then I already knew that the North Korean guy killed everybody. I just knew it in my heart. And then Barack Obama, he told me, help me, get, because there was this window, so I opened the window, and then I pushed him out, and then Jonathan was gone. I don't know what happened to him, he just disappeared. And then I said, hey, that's a good idea, so I jumped out too. And then I went to my house, and then I opened the door, got inside, went into the family room, and I said, Mom, Dad, they're going to take me and abuse me. And then they said, I hope you get abused. I don't care if they do. And then I just screamed and ran into my front room, into the front room of my house. And then I started crying and crying and crying and pleading that I wouldn't get abused. And I was just thinking about everything that they would try to do to me, everything. And that was the end of the dream. The second one was when me and my friend Jonathan, we were riding our bikes up and down the hill, and it was a new area. Everything was brand new, high tech, everything. And then we just kept on going around, and we just started focusing on the race, nothing else. Then we heard lightning struck. We ignored it, and then it started getting dark. So we started to head back, and then as we were heading back, we were seeing dirt. Everything was dirt. Everything was burned. The flowers were all gone, pitch black, everything. Everything was destroyed. It was death. And as we're going back, we're seeing everybody being poor in that new area that was just built. And then everything in that new area was destroyed. There was nothing there except dirt on the road. So then we see people having stands to sell things just to survive. So they're asking everybody, hey, I'll trade this with you if you give me food. Because they're hungry and they have nothing. So as we're going and going, it was all muddy. Everything was just horrible. And then as I go back to my house, the house has completely disappeared. It's not even there. It was like it was never built. And everything was just destroyed. Everything. And that was the end of that dream. The third dream was when I saw everybody robbing everything. Everything. They were broken into houses. They were breaking into the cars, getting gasoline from the cars. People getting mugged. A lot of bloodshed. Just everybody kept on wrestling, fighting each other just to survive. Stealing everything. And just going crazy. And that was the end of that dream.
It's amazing to see even young people are hearing the same thing that others are hearing. We got to pay attention. We're going to continue this conversation in the next program just in a couple moments. Remember, four programs back to back. You want to continue to hear this. We have one more dream from an 11-year-old, a prophetic dream that's confirming what other prophets are hearing. God is speaking. He said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and even your young children will dream, prophesy. And here we are. These things are taking place. We need to pay attention to the warning. We're going to talk about who is this North Korean leader, what just happened, and why did he appear in front of the White House, and why is our president having to move away, and young people are having to help, and the church is helping our president to make sure no harm comes to him. That's what we've been praying. Dear God, protect our president, save our president, save America. Prophecy. What is God saying? What is he saying about it now? Remember, the difference between so many different things that you see out there and you hear is that VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network is a now word. We're right here. I could probably stick my hand outside the studio and wave, and you could see us on Google satellites. This is a fresh word from God. You know, and God just said this week, I've been sharing a prophetic word. What's happening is he's speaking to me, he's speaking to others, also speaking to an 11-year-old young man named Isaiah. And because the question was, what does a physical battle look like? If something happens on the land of America, what does it look like? And what do you know? God answered that question. You know, he had one particular person he spoke to prophetically about, okay, it's going to be a physical thing, you know, put your bayonets on. He showed me very specifically the physical land being under attack in America. As a matter of fact, a naval air, and it happened to be part of the Arab Emirates pilots that are being trained. Muslims, in regards to that, you know, probably a more radical, not just Muslim, but radical. Mm-hmm. And then, and they were shot down out of the air. And then I knew that I had to tell everybody, you need to prepare. We're just going right now. You got to prepare. And God tells us that a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it and is safe. But the fool keeps going and suffers for it. And if you have not gotten the teaching on VFN TV, go to VFNTV.com and go to the store there and get Facing Impossible Odds with God Brings Possible Victories from Your Adversary, from Your Enemy. There's a vast army coming against America. That's what God is saying. That's not unusual. On our land, it kind of is, but it's God's people waking up and understand that strangely what Brett Holderbaum was hearing in Colorado, what the Lord is showing me, what you heard on Saul, why are you organizing me, which is a related article, which you can hear You know, why do they stone Stephen and then all of a sudden run after all these Christians all of a sudden? Why is Israel being surrounded now? Why are they wanting to destroy Israel? What do they have against Christians and Jews? I mean, aren't we helping folks and loving on folks? I mean, what is it? It's because they're standing with God. It's the enemy wanting to destroy God's folks. And so then what does a physical battle look like? And you just heard, if you missed it, you would have heard an 11-year-old young man named Isaiah. At the same time God was speaking to me, God was speaking to him and showing him what it was like. And he says, like, it was, everything was great. Everything was new. Everything was crisp. I mean, it was really cool how he said it, you know, the state of the art, high tech, all the different things are going on. And suddenly as they went along, everything just died off. All I could think about was, you know, what Haiti looks like when you're going to the Dominican, which is the same piece of land, but when you pass by the blessed land of the Dominican Republic and go a little bit further down to Haiti, all of a sudden it's just like Isaiah described and what God showed him. Everything's just, it's just death. But what's interesting, what God showed Isaiah as well was, is why are anybody coming after our president? Why is anybody coming after our president? We need to pray for him. Mm-hmm. Pray for protection for our president and his wife, Michelle, and his two daughters, which we have for, I don't know, five years now. Shown us these different things. He's shown John Paul Jackson and others. Then there's, what president probably hasn't gone through those kind of threats, but understand there's a higher threat, I think, than there's ever been before. And we need to pray for him against the enemy's strategies and pray that God would save our president and his family and keep them safe from any plans of the enemy. But then what God showed Isaiah was in this, that he went to the White House, and he's in the White House. And we've been, I don't know how many of us have been in the White House, right? Because in our visions and dreams, God's taken us there. And while they were in the White House, of all the people to show up, was the North Korean president or king or God, whatever he calls himself now, you know, Kim Jong-un, which is a radical dude controlled by darkness who kills Christians. As a matter of fact, we have a post, we'll make it related. It's called North Korea, Kim Jong-un executes 80 people for videos and Bibles. That's what it's called. And what he put them in front of stadiums, in the middle of the stadiums, he had leaders from North Korea watched them executed, and he executed Christians in all these different places because they were reading Bibles and they were watching videos about Jesus. And that spirit, what that represents is, it's not necessarily what could be, because as soon as God spoke to Isaiah about this, there was a big shift that took place in North Korea, because the uncle of Kim Jong-un, who is the leader of North Korea, who truly, this uncle was the true leader who kind of followed Kim's father, and he was kind of always in the background. He had him arrested right after that. So we look like, okay, it looks like Jezebel just got arrested. Mm-hmm. This man just got arrested. He was the one that was running. He was the seduce, this power. Mm-hmm. But who took over? And what we're seeing, what God shared with Michael Badea out of Romania, mm-hmm. and through Dimitri Dudeman, through the fire and all the words about America and all the words that we're hearing now, and Morning Star with Rick Joyner and Streams Ministry with John Paul Jackson, and just on and on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a physical battle, but just spirit, that what we're seeing on the North Korean leader, whether it's going to be him physically, the spirit is like all of a sudden coming after Christians. And they killed 80 of them. We have it right there. I mean, it just happened. And they just, right after that dream, they arrested the one who was basically running things behind the scene, had him arrested for some crazy stuff. And now he is the one, or whoever seduced him, is the one that's actually leading North Korea, who has nuclear weapons and all that aspect of it. And it's like, my goodness, these things are happening so quickly. And we're like 120 days away, or depending on where you're listening to this, for the four blood moons beginning to start. And how do we prepare for a physical battle? A physical battle. Although even if it's physical, it's spiritual. In other words, how do you protect your family? How do you protect your community? Understand that when hurricanes hit, for example, we had 5 hurricanes hit us in 1 year.
Yeah.
And it gave us kind of insight on, oh, you know. Yeah. And with that, we got some mindsets that, you understand, right now, you know, there was one disaster happens in one place, and so FEMA can show up, and extra law enforcement can come from other communities. other electrical companies, power companies, and phone company workers from other states can come in and kind of help out in that region because one area was hit. But if you're noticing, just like John Paul Jackson said, that this would something would happen here and then it would happen over there. Something would happen with the economy, then something would happen with the with the earth and with the seasons and the weather. And then something would happen with the actual physical earth itself. And all these different things are happening, but they're picking up and getting closer and closer and closer. And what it is, it's almost like birthing. But the FEMA is not going to be able to get everywhere. Mm-hmm. And police officers and deputies across the land, which we really appreciate their work, they can't do, they have families too. I mean, that was the one thing that we noticed that in hurricanes that they have to go rescue, make sure their families are taken care of. And that's, they should, mm-hmm. They just don't let their families die when that's a delay in that happening. And when trees fall on the roads, not only can you not get through, but law enforcement can't get through.
Right.
And things just kind of go, wow. Now imagine that happening in major areas all over the nation. Mm-hmm. And how to respond. And so what you'll see is see people begin, if we pray this doesn't happen, but you'll begin to see people, maybe not intentionally. You have some that will do intentional things like the Watts riots and different things where they'll just kind of loot and do stuff like that. But you'll have people who are not prepared. Most people live paycheck to paycheck. And they go wait till they need food. Then they go to the grocery store and they pull it off. But this is what happens when hurricanes hit. You got to hear prudent preparation because I talk about it all then. You go to VFNTV.com and you can get it there in the store. But prudent preparation. The people run the first day and they empty off all the shelves in the store. They empty them all. Mm-hmm. They're gone. It's not going to be there. You're thinking you're just going to go to the store and grab something. They will clear that off. This lady, I have a friend of mine that was talking to a particular lady. She said when she had her first hurricane, she didn't know what to do. So she went and bought all the groceries that were available. I mean, she left no groceries, she said. And
right.
Yeah, that's what people do. They just go, oh, no, just buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's empty. And if you can't go down the road and the police officer can't go down the road because the tree's down, the trucks that fill the grocery shelves can't go down the road. I mean, everything just stops.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to prepare for a physical situation. So people begin to say, they look at you and they see you with your baby or whatever, and they love you, and they go, listen, we got to go out there. We're going to get together, and we're going to go try to find some food for you. I'm not going to let you suffer like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get together, and they start walking around looking for, you know, maybe the store may have something, maybe something. And people will look at that, and they'll go, well, that's a gang. You know, but no, actually, it's a group of people who have a vision and a purpose, trying to feed the people that they care about. But the only way they're going to be able to do that, if this does happen, is to take from somebody else you care about. And it's going to be kind of chaotic.
Right.
I have a sealed letter that I tried to give at one time. You and I were there.
That's right.
To talk about this day. And the spirit in the land it was just the evil spirit in the land. But the day's obviously coming. And so, you know, prepare then, not just in the concept of, you know, for, you know, just things being shut down for a while. Prepare in the context of some crazy things going on. We need to hunker down. We need to be able to protect, you know, our property and protect our loved ones and protect the church and find out who the elderly are in your community and the single mothers and their children and build a relationship. Start a neighborhood watch. That's what God told me to do in my own community, where we built relationships with our neighbors, and mm-hmm. you should know each other. When you know each other, you know that who belongs in your neighborhood and who doesn't belong in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But if you don't spend any time, and most people don't, you're not going to know whether that person lives in your neighborhood or not. You're not going to know what their purposes are. And what I found out about my community is everybody has a gun. I told my neighbors, like, when you shoot, don't forget, I'm on this side of the street, don't be
right,
shooting.
Right.
And it's like, in America, the Second Amendment, you can actually have a gun to protect your family and that type of thing. But in the context of that, while I'm speaking on it, you've got to go get this. Go to VFNTV.com and get it in the store. It's called Facing Impossible Odds with God Brings Possible Victories from Your Enemy. This because there's a vast army that would desire to be able to do harm to America. But if we repent, I mean, God is going to respond to us. And understand this, what's happening with all these things taking place, and you're going to hear from another young man, 11 years old, Jonathan, who also had a dream at the end of that teaching to understand that revelation about this. But this physical trouble, there's going to be physical trouble on, I mean, this happening now. If you just lost your house, it's physical. If you lost your job, it's physical. But like calamity type physical type things. Law enforcement's going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to be able to, it's not that they don't care. It's just that they can't get there. They can only get to so many places. So they'll begin to prioritize the biggest fires, the biggest problems, and they'll begin to focus on that. What they're going to need you to do is to offer help. They're going to need you to be the part of the America we used to be, which is, you know, how can we help you, Sheriff? How can we help you, Chief of Police? How can we help you, County Commissioner, City Council? And then you start working together and how that is. FEMA is going to be overwhelmed. We saw it overwhelmed in New Orleans. It's going to be overwhelmed. When we get back from this break, it's our final break. Make sure you catch all these programs, all four of them back to back. You've got to hear every bit of them. But I'll talk about how the goal is to reboot, overwhelm the system and to reboot it. And just, you know, somebody in grammar school can see that's taking place. But there's a name for it. We've talked about it before, and we'll make a related article available for you in it. And we'll talk about that and to hear what a perspective is, because God's people, if we look up and see the heavenly host that's with us and depend upon God and cry out to him and get our lives right and say, God, here I am, use me, you'll be really surprised how God's going to win a great victory if we position ourselves, hear from him, do what he says. It's just powerful. God speaks. He says, my sheep will know my voice and they'll follow none other. He tells us, even in the revelation of Christ, the book of Revelation, he says, hear what his spirit says to the church. God speaks. I mean, that's how Jesus got his name. His folks heard God say, call him Jesus, you know?
Right.
And he speaks. And some of the things that we've been talking about, you got to hear all these programs back to back, but we're going to close her out with this last part, is this is kind of what's happening. You know, we talked about Alinsky 101, you know, organizers of the night versus organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. But in part of those tactics is called the Cloward and Piven strategy that was written about by Cloward and Piven. It's a couple. And they thought about the way to be able to reboot an economy like America is to overwhelm it. Because if you overwhelm it, it's just like your electrical system being overwhelmed. It just shuts down. Your body being overwhelmed, it goes into shock. And the way you do that, according to Clarence and Piven, was to be able at that time, was to get everybody you could that's qualified for entitlements and all that to get on entitlements. And that way the government or America can't afford it. And so they have to rethink everything and everything shuts down and it reboots back up again. Well, that didn't work back then, but now there's so many different ways to be able to do it. We're just printing money left and right. We're at the highest debt level in the history of the world. There's never been a country under such debt like we are. When you sign up for Affordable Care Act, the first thing it asks you, if you're a certain income bracket, it directs you right over to sign up for entitlements immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They're cranking checks out left and right, and it's just not going to work. Borrowing money from China to be able to do this. But if you understand, it looks like, and I don't have, just a lot of us are sensing that, but I believe in grammar school. If you spend more money than you got in your checkbook, at some point they're going to tell you to reboot.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to close.
They're going to close on you. And it's interesting. The four blood moons begin on tax day, April the 15th, when this puppy comes home to roost. So Cloward and Piven talks about overwhelming the system. And so what they've done now, they did the Cloward and Piven model. And so here we are. It's going to have to reboot. And this is some of the things that's been said by former employees of Federal Reserve Board who are apologizing for the quantitative easing programs, is they've never, ever, ever, ever seen a country come out of printing money the way we're printing money. Never. Huh. Never has done that. Digitizing or printing money. Secondly, when a country reboots, it never reboots. It always reboots under, in other words, it shuts down as we were, and it opens up in our new form of economy. And it's normally under a totalitarian system, some sort of dictator, because this is how they sound. I've got it figured out. We're going to make sure everybody gets fed. Everybody relax. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You still look, the ground's still there. The sky's still there. Your house is still there. The difference is it's kind of about China now. It's kind of like China. We own everything, but we're going to, don't worry about it. We're going to manage and we're going to redistribute everything carefully. And all of a sudden it reboots back up again. Now, as Christians, understand whatever happens, happens, and we are to continue to walk with the Lord no matter what. And God protects those who are his. If you would have heard Brother John Kilpatrick, you would have heard today, you would have heard of a Church of His Presence, you would have heard Rick Joyner out of Morningstar Ministries, just abide with the Lord. Go to iabide.org and get your abiding plan today. Seriously, begin to hear his voice. Learn to hear his voice now because you're going to need to hear him. Because I don't know how long you'll be able to hear what you're hearing right now for a while, but it reboots back up. But when I was teaching this revelation that God gave me, in the very city, by the way, that he eventually showed me that there would be a physical attack in the land, this vast army coming against America, was he can, if we'll turn to him, if we'll see more with us than with him, then we will win this thing. Remember, listen to Jonathan as he shares the dream that he had that God gave him right after teaching this, and then we'll close it out.
Well, last night when I was sleeping, I dreamed that I was kind of like I was in the woods, but there's this big open space, like kind of like a battlefield, and there are these giants, this big army of giants that came from one side, and then there were the these other people that were human. I just kind of knew that they were like Christians, and they were in armor and they had swords and shields, and so did the giants. And they came together and started fighting, and the giants were winning, but there were only like a few Christians left, and then angels started appearing out of nowhere with swords with fire coming from them, and they like destroyed the giants, and then I woke up.
You've got to hear this. This is exactly what the Lord says, that there's more with us than with them. It's time for us to look up to the heavenlies, understand that our redemption draws near. Get this teaching. Go to VFNTV.com. Get it from the store. Facing impossible odds with God brings possible victories, potential victories from our enemies. There is a vast army, spiritual and physical, that would love to see the downfall of our country. But our God is greater than our enemy. We can turn to him. He will put angels out there that will do warfare on our behalf if we trust in our Lord to deliver us. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.